is Russia and where did it come from?
One does have to understand the history to understand the present sort of psyche.
Its journey from little Moscow to the biggest country in the world.
The Tsar's representative says no. Tsars make no promises to our subjects. Our subjects make promises to us.
They came to think of themselves as having a mission to represent the true version of Christianity to the world.
The Invention of Russia with me, Misha Glennie, on BBC Sounds and Radio 4.
What always astonished me was the sheer physical size.
Starts on Monday morning at 11.
Will a dinner party leave a bitter taste? The Archers is at 7 o'clock this evening, but first time to open the shutters on another episode of our corner shop comedy, Fags, Mags and Bags. And this week, Dave tries to make friends with his food delivery driver.
Fags, Mags and Bags, written by Sanjeev Kohli and Donald McCleary. Episode 2, Jeff Capes Five Egger.
Oh, Malcolm, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable about this.
I'm sorry, Ramesh. It has to be done.
But some of the notices in this window are like old pals. I mean, look at this one. ZX Spectrum for sale. Includes Hungry Horace, Horace Goes Skiing, and Susie Quattro's Cake Chase.
Susie Quattro's Cake Chase? Ha 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 ha! Susie Quattro's Cake Chase.
Don't laugh, son. In your parlance, Susie Quattro's Cake Chase was the tits back in the day.
Back in the day? Back in the day.
Yes, well, Dave, Susie Quattro's Cake Chase might have been the tits back in the day, but it's not the tits now. This window should have been cleared years ago. I mean, look at this one. Robotic classes with Electric Steve. I mean, who even is Electric Steve?
Well, now, this was very much the question on everybody's shoe in 1985. Who is Electric Steve? He was Lenzi's first body popper. Quite the celebrity. But he wore a mask, you see. It was the mask. It was the mystery.
Aye, I liked it when he pulled out his own plug and deflated and went all floppy. Very clever. Although there was that time he caterpillared right into a dog feces.
Did you ever find out who Electric Steve was?
Aye, it was Jeff Wode. Year ahead of me at school. Opened the omelette shed in Kirkintilloch. My favourite was the Jeff Capes Five Egger.
Tell us about it. Dad had a Jeff Capes Five Egger once. Then he dropped a Six Egger in the shop. I can still taste it. Bra Jeff phoned the council, thought it was a gas leak.
Stop saying Jeff!
It's not our fault, son. Lenzi was very Jeff-heavy in the 80s, as was, you know, the world.
Yes, yes, there was Jeff Boycott, Jeff Vane, Jeff Bridges, Jeff Goldblum, Jeff Ree from Rainbow.
Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane.
That doesn't count, Dave. Same Jeff.
No, it isn't. Jefferson Starship was a spin-off, as was Hot Tuna. Stick to your lane, son.
I wish I was dead.
What happened to Jeff Wode?
Actually, he is dead now. He moonwalked down a manhole.
Well, there you are, then. He's not teaching body popping or making, you know, Fatima Whitbread Five Eggers now, is he? Let's get this whole window stripped out. Get some light in here for my new display.
Yes, Malcolm's new display. Dave, please do your trumpet.
You sure, Ramesh?
Aye. Are you sure, Dad? Are you sure you want to celebrate Malcolm Pure taking over the whole shop like a pure Hitler?
This is a good thing. This is progress. The shop front finally getting a kick in the balls. Roboraptors have come way down in price recently. I'll get a job lot from Tagnet Jeff.
Oh, another Jeff.
Actually, no, Alok. We won't be at home to the Roboraptors. That's not the vibe.
What is the vibe, Malcolm?
Crafty, Dave. Crafty is the vibe. Crafty gifts.
Crafty gifts? Devious gifts? How does that work? A ceramic owl that steals your identity and buys an air fryer on Amazon?
No, silly. Crafty. Craftanoon. Gifts that have been crafted by humans. For example, this.
A giant custard cream.
A knitted giant custard cream. It's as cool as...
How's that cool? Your pure child's hat on a hedge that's been there for 3 years and it's pure been rained on so much that Dora the Explorer looks like she's pure got the jaundice.
Good insult, Sanji.
Stop liking my insults, Dave. You're not the target audience. Your pure Tears for Fears 1985 calendar that's been hanging in the under the stairs cupboard for no readily apparent reason.
Another belter, Sanji.
Shut up!
Anyway, it is cool, Sanji, because it's retro. Imagine the scene. Interior, living room, day. Tilda and Bronwyn. Happy birthday, Tilda. Oh, thank you, Bronwyn. What's this? A biscuit? A large biscuit? How thoughtful. Tilda takes a bite. Oh, it's not a biscuit at all, Bronwyn. No, Tilda. It's a handmade throw cushion in the shape of a biscuit. Hashtag fun times. Oh, this goes with all my furniture. You're the best friend, Evs. Porn star martinis all round and scene.
Oh, that was a lovely scenario, Malcolm. As evocative as. Look at this thing. Play for today. With a young Alison Steadman essaying Tilda and a feisty Brian May-haired Rula Lenska as Bronwyn.
Aye, and I dare say Dennis Waterman's in the wings in his brown leather blues on, giving her unwanted direction as Lenska rolls her eyes but presses on like the pro that she is, giving Steadman her full attention to create an electrifying two-hander. 4 stars from Dave. I'm enjoying this.
OMG! When was the last time a Bronwyn or a Tilda ever came into this bin fire of a shop?
Well, we do stock...
And don't say Tilda Basmati Rice, Dave.
Right, I won't then.
Yes, well, maybe the Bronwyns and Tildas of this world haven't come to the shop because there weren't any oversized biscuit-themed throw cushions in a stunning window display to entice them in.
Yeah, or a knitted Roboraptor.
Yeah, still the wrong vibe, Alok.
Are you okay with this, Dad? Malcolm Pure taking over?
She's not taking over. We're a partnership. You know, like Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin. You have no right at all.
Well played, Ramesh. No one ever remembers Marilyn Martin. Not even Phil Collins, seemingly. Not even a Christmas card. Blocked on Facebook. I reckon there's a story there.
What about the Super Soaker, Dad?
Aye, I was wondering about that.
Well, wonder no more. It has been discussed. The very much unknitted Super Soaker will not be usurped from its shoe.
Can I at least remove the angel of dead blue bottles surrounding it?
Very well.
Right. I'll get the dustbuster. Exciting as.
Do you still want me to be a trumpet, BTW?
No, no, Dave. The moment has passed.
Fair enough.
You have no right to ask me how I feel.
Sick.
I have a German doner kebab for leg.
Ah, Pommy, my main man. Always glad to see the Pomster.
Pomster? Pomster.
I think this is because I am always bringing you a German doner kebab.
Aye, truth accepted.
Your usual, I take it. Light on the onions, heavy on the garlic sauce.
You know me so well.
It took time to understand him.
I beg your pardon.
It doesn't matter.
No. I have pocketed a couple of extra garlic sauces for you, Mr. Legg. I know you are very much fond of them.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Pommy. Time for a quick trumpet?
Nah, always time for a trumpet from Mr. Legg.
Right, and you'll get an extra tip if you get this one.
No, that one is easy. Blake 7.
How do you know Blake 7?
Ah, my father was always a big fan of British television. I have seen Tenko. I have seen Threads. I have seen Fresh Fields and French Fields. Julia McKenzie is a goddess in my country. There are many statues, although many of them do resemble Murder, She Wrote.
Aye, yes, very similar. Looks grand-faced,
yes,
women.
Yeah, grand-faced, yes.
Yes, British programmes helped me very much with my command of English. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it. Ooh, Betty. Good morning. Vivian, you bastard.
Answer the phone, Neil. Very impressive.
Oh, in fact, I wonder, Mr. Legg, if you can get this one.
Oh, are you going to be a trumpet?
Probably more of a clarinet, Mr. Legg. I am congenitively quite mezzo. Ba, 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 ba,
ba, ba, ba, ba, ba. Sons and Daughters. Oh, I love Sons and Daughters. Beautifully delivered.
Yes, that was my favourite and best. The daily cliffhangers were most scintillating.
Aye, aye. It's a shame that never gets repeated.
It is a forgotten classic. Congratulations on your remembering of the theme tune. Does that mean I have forfeited my gratuity?
Are you kidding? Sons and Daughters, love and laughter, tears of sadness and happiness. Your tip will be getting doubled, my feathered friend.
Oh, thank you. You will receive your reward in heaven. Enjoy a kebab, Mr. Legg.
Oh, I think you can call me Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Ah, lovely young man. I am very fond of this bummy.
Aye, me too. Smashing guy.
Yes, there's not many people that get your Blake 7 trumpet. Should I be buying a hat?
I thought you said you could never find a hat that suited you on account of the circumference of your massive napper.
Yes, my napper is massive. The hat was figurative. I was merely suggesting that perhaps you could form a friendship with lovely Pummy.
No, 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 Dad. That's a strictly no-go, Joe. You can't be palsy-walsies with a Deliveroo man.
Why not?
It breaks the code. It's a relationship based on a financial transaction. Dave just tipped that guy. It muddies the lines. Plus, he's got millions of customers. He can't possibly make friends with all of them. It's Aukies.
Plus, I bet Pummy's got plenty of pals his own age. He doesn't need a pure mega doofer and a Vera Drake fleece with a pakora sauce stain in it pure up in his grill.
He clearly likes me. He got my Blake 7 trumpet.
Take it from me, Dave. Nobody wants your Blake 7 trumpet. And yes, that is a euphemism.
Walk away, Dave. It's a non-starter. It's like trying to make pals with a roofer. You can't mess with the equilibrium of power. One leak and you're back to square one.
Can someone help me hang my Prosecco clock, please?
A Prosecco clock? What is Prosecco clock, please?
Well, it's a regular clock, but with the 12 replaced with the word Prosecco. In fact, ask me. Ask me what the time is. Go on, go on. Ask me, ask me.
What time is it?
It's a 1:45. Prosecco!
Oof. Idiot.
Right, Malcolm, talk us through it.
OK. You're all familiar with the knitted biscuits. Custard creams, bourbons, jammy dodgers.
Stop saying biscuits!
I was going to, Sanjay, because that's the end of that range. Then we have the Your Ace range. Handmade cards with a love heart glued on. The full range, Be Mine, Four Keeps, Lush Lips, Sexy Bum.
OMG, Sexy Bum? You can't say that anymore.
I know, what's wrong with that? Everyone's got a bum.
It's pure objectifying them. Bums are for sitting, not for your pleasure, Dave.
Actually, you may have a point, Sanjay. I might change Sexy Bum to Woke Bum.
Woke Bum? Woke Bum.
And these are birthday cards, graduation cards?
Oh, Ramesh, you're as rigid as...
Oh, that's our dad.
No, silly. I'm not talking about his, you know, little Ramesh. I mean, his attitude. These cards aren't tied to any dates. Why do we have to wait for special occasions to tell people that they're ace? And why do we celebrate birthdays anyway? The day that we caused our mothers maximum agony by poking our heads out of their ning-nongs.
Aye, to be fair, Ramesh, you do have a massive napper.
Yes, I do. The massiveness of my napper must have caused an alarming level of stretching.
Oh, that's my gran you're talking about.
How much are you charging for a Your Ace card?
I thought £4.50.
What? £4 what?
What?
What? £4.50 for a card? How can you justify this?
Be fair, Ramesh. I was up all night, you know, opening packets of love hearts and then gluing individual love hearts onto the individual cards.
How does that take all night?
Well, I was watching Line of Duty Season 4 at the same time. I had to keep rewinding because I was missing plot points.
Aye, to be fair, you can't multitask watching the likes of Line of Duty.
Very convoluted.
It's sort of twists and turns.
Do the letter.
Aye, it's like RuPaul's Drag Race. I tried to eat a pot noodle watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I had to rewind it 7 times.
It's Tina Beans in that. I like Tina Beans.
You are charging £4.50 for a card when round the corner, not even round the corner, in plain sight, on the carousel, there's a card very specifically saying, beers to you, uncle, on your birthday, with tiny little dancing beer bottles for only 99 pence.
Aye, £4.50, it's a bit steep.
No, actually, Dave, I disagree. If you don't charge enough for a handmade product, no one believes it's handmade. The price reassures them. It's reassuring.
They're not handmade, though, are they? You never made the love hearts.
Oh, shut up, Sanjay. Stay in your lane.
OMG, you're not my mum.
Well, I'm glad I'm not your mum. Given the size of your massive napper.
Sick!
Look, you're all just going to have to trust me on this one, right? I know what I'm doing.
No one is doubting your acumen, Malcolm, huh? You're both amazing and great. But the Lensy demographic... ...has a very particular set of skills. Skills that they have acquired over a very long career. Oh no, that's Liam Neeson and Taken. You get the gist of my shoe, huh? I just want to manage your expectations.
Yes, manage. Manage my expectations. Mansplain, manspread. Manage.
Aye, man go chutney. I'm with you, girlfriend.
Oh, shut up, Dave. You're all getting right on my throatneys.
Oofed.
Hello, Mrs. Begg.
Stop the bus. What's going on with your window?
It's something different we're trying, Mrs. Begg. Do you like it?
I love it. Big, massive, knitted biscuits. And is that a love heart glued onto that card? Oh, lovely that. That adds a bit of class to to anyone's birthday.
It does, doesn't it? Actually, it's not just birthdays. It's for all occasions. Just to say to people that they're ace. They're as ace as.
Oh, now that's a lovely idea. I've made a new friend, you see. Gordon Hawker, his name is. He lasered my warts.
He missed one?
Well, he's not finished yet, you cheeky git. He's really interesting, though, is Gordon. All kinds of interests. We're going to go potholing after he's lasered Estelle Getty.
Lasered Estelle Getty?
I know what you've done there. Named your warts. Takes the edge off.
That's right, Dave. I'm going to get Gordon one of your cards because A, I don't know when his birthday is yet. I'll get to that. And B, I think he's ace anyway. Every day of the week.
How can you be pals with someone you've paid money to provide a service?
Call it what it is, Dave. Hashtag call it what it is. Wart removal.
Well, you've got to make pals somehow, right? I'll take one of your cards. I'll go for sexy bum. He'll like that because actually he's got no arse at all. His legs just sort of come to an end. He puts chicken fillets down his pants to give himself cheeks.
Oh, doesn't he get chased by foxes?
Yes, he does. How much for the card?
£4.50.
£4.50? £4.50? £4.50? £4.50? I'm going to say it again. £4.50.
Stop saying £4.50.
Yes, £4.50.
Seriously? £4.50? For a card? That's the same as a Grazzi.
Well, they are handmade. By yours truly, myself.
You've not made the love heart, though, have you?
Do you want it or not?
Not! I've only just got myself a new job. I only get paid £12 an hour. I'm not spending... Oh, let me think. 23 minutes of halal butchery on a card. No thank you, Mr. Mayhew. No. Ramesh, how much for that card with the anthropomorphised golf club with the googly eyes saying happy 40th, but the four is spelt F-O-R-E?
Very clever, that.
99 pence. Everything in the carousel is 99 pence.
Yes. Probably made in a sweatshop in Bangladesh.
Well, no one's forcing them. Give us that and a pack of love hearts. I've got some Tippex at home. Because he's not turning 40 and he's allergic to golf balls. Might be triggering.
£1.49, please.
There you go. That's much more like the Mrs. Begg ballpark. You want to have a word with yourself, Malcolm. This is Lindsay. Not, you know, Cash Avenue. £4.50. It's like a punch in the ning-nong. Like when I had little Brendan. Huge napper.
Not a word, Ramesh. Not a word.
Right.
I'll buy one of your cards, Malcolm.
Really?
Ramesh!
Mr. Legg! Oh, this is very much a red letter week. Two German doner kebabs in 2 days.
Actually, Dave is not allowed a multiple kebab scenario because of his stent. I've agreed to take one for the team, i.e. consume the kebab.
I don't think so, Mr. Man. It's plant-based Tuesday today.
Oh, bums.
Come to Daddy.
Aye, well, thing is, Pommy, I'll just do it. I just wanted to give you this.
Don't do it, Dave.
You're crossing a line.
What line?
Ignore them, Pommy. Here.
Ah, a card. It is not my birthday.
It's not a birthday card. It's a handmade, as in by my hand, you are ace, as in you are ace card.
I'm glad. We don't celebrate my birthday in our family. Because of the excruciating pain my emergence afforded to my mother's ning-nong on account of my massive napper. Oh, you are ace. Ah, oh, that is a lovely sentiment.
Isn't it, Pummy? Isn't it, though? Isn't it? And what kind of price would you put on that sentiment?
Not now, Malcolm. Read the message I wrote.
Very well. Dear Pummy, you are cordially invited to attend a sons and daughters marathon in the back shop of Fags, Mags and Bags at your earliest convenience. Oh.
Aye, I've had the box set for months now, but I haven't had a chance to crack it open. What do you say?
Well, this is very thoughtful of you, but I have many deliveries to make. And frankly, I do not appreciate the objectification of my buttocks.
What?
Well, the confectionery glued charmingly to the front of the card appears to be emblazoned with the legend, Sexy Bum.
Oh, no. Malcolm, that's the wrong card. Oh, it was meant to be the one that said best friends.
I really must be going. The bishop's boneless banquet is not getting any warmer.
Do you want to guess one of my trumpets?
Rugby special. Enjoy your kebab, Mr. Legg.
Oofed.
You kidding? That's a triple oofed, stalking your Deliveroo driver. You're going to get cancelled, Dave.
I wasn't stalking him. I just wanted to watch Sons and Daughters with him. Oh, what have I done?
Can I just finish this, Dave?
Morning, Bishop.
Morning, your bish.
And also with you, lads. Now, where are they? I could use a good laugh.
Where are what?
So, you know, the big knitted wagon wheels.
Custard creams, actually.
That's the fellas. How many did you shift, then?
None. Okay.
I'm not surprised, really. And cards for a fiver, with refreshers stuck in them, of all things.
Love hearts. And they were £4.50.
Oh, they were the talk of the confessional booth. It was the funniest thing since that baby Callum did that Malteser in the baptismal font. That went straight into the diocese newsletter.
Did you not have any kitchen roll?
It was all over TikTok as well, hat face.
Not surprised. And did you see the size of that baby's napper? Hot Moses. It's the mum you feel sorry for. I tell you, that's going to be stingy in the ningy. Seriously though, Malcolm, cards for a fiver. This is Lenzi, not Gomorrah. You got to read the room. Cards for a fiver.
Well, you shouldn't laugh at me. Not very Christian. It's as unchristian as.
Oh, I'm just laughing because it's not me. It's, what do you call it? The smorgasbord.
Schadenfreude.
Oh, that's the fella. Same thing anyway. I'm laughing because I've been there. See, when I started out in Lenzi, I really went for it in one of my, you know, sermons. I dropped a reference to Lars von Trier's Dancer in the Dark. People booed, and someone actually threw a banana tofu at me. After that, I just stuck to the Police Academy films, and you've been framed. You've got to know your audience.
Getting into bed for Mr. Logue.
Ah, Pommy, thank God you came. What happened to your voice? You're not Pommy.
I know. My name's Hayley.
Where's Pommy?
Who's Pommy?
My Deliveroo driver.
Oh, you mean him with the big napper? Oh, yeah. He left us. He flipped over to Just Eat. Some Looney Tunes was pure stalking him.
Oh, right.
Sorry, do you want this kebab or not?
Not really.
Oh, to me.
Here, have you got my boneless banquet there?
Aye, but no for this address. It's for the bishop.
That's me. Hand it over.
Have you got ID?
You're looking at it, aren't you? It's on my head. Do you think this mitre is made of popcorn?
That says maybe, but I'm not allowed to just give it to you if you're not at your stated address.
OK, fair play. Well, anyway, give us a lift in your bike. I'll just lift up my cassock here.
Oh!
Oh, dear, I picked the wrong day to go commando. Anyway, laters, lads. I've got my bonus banquet to inhale.
Everyone, can I just take this chance to apologise to everyone? I lost the rag a little bit. I was as rude as...
Oh, water off, Malcolm.
Aye, Malcolm, water under.
You're not my mum.
Malcolm, you're like Galileo. He dared to float the idea that the Earth orbited the sun, and they executed him for it.
Oh, am I going to be executed?
No, I mean, you're a visionary, and visionaries are not always appreciated.
Tell me about it. Edible tights was a shoo-in. Lenzi is dunce central.
Malcolm, you're both amazing and great, and I'm proud, very proud. To be your husband.
Oh, Ramesh.
£5 for a cardbot? What a doofer!
Hello, Mrs. Begg.
Mrs. B.
Mrs. Begg.
Hello, shop. Can I have a chum and a grazie? And a Freddo and a closer? And a Kit Kat and a take a break? And I'll want four legs on that Kit Kat.
Oh, dear. That sounds like the black dog. Has someone changed their medication tins?
No, I'm just blue. I got blown out by Gordon.
All right, good for you.
No, not that, Dave. I mean, I've scared him off with my bloody stupid card.
Same thing happened to me, Mrs. Begg.
Yes, well, if it's any consolation, my business idea didn't exactly set the heather on.
On what? The one show?
No, fire. It's as dispiriting as...
As what? The one show.
Can I help you, sir?
It is me, Pommy.
Oh, Pommy, I never recognised you.
Yes, Dave. I am in my civilian attire. I am off the clock.
Oh, and you just called me Dave.
Yes, I did.
I just wanted to apologise.
Say no more.
I won't. Is that you doing Monty Python, nudge, nudge?
No, that is me, Pummy, saying no more. Because you don't need to say any more. I fully understand.
Do you?
Yes. I wanted to reciprocate your friendly overtures. You are a smashing human being, and I very much enjoy your trumpeted appropriations of the works of Ronnie Hazelhurst and so on and so forth. But I also approach my work with the utmost professionalism, and I firmly believe in the customer-operative boundary. So, if you see me in my work outfit brandishing a kebab in your general direction, please respect my station. But if you see me now as a civilian in an Adidas tracksuit asking if your offer of a sons and daughters marathon is still on the table, I would ask you to respect that also.
Nah.
Sorry?
I'm joking, of course, yes.
Can I also say as well, I did really like the You Are Ace card. The confectionery on the front was most appealing.
Oh, glad someone liked it.
Oh, not just me, actually. A few of my customers made some comments. Ah, look, Dilda Wagamamas. It is something different. Jemima Five Guys. That's really cheered me up. A sweetie on the card. Bronwyn Burger. Burger, 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 burger. A lovely card. Can you leave it at the door? I am on a Zoom call to HR.
Wow. I thought Lindsay poo-pooed my cards.
Not all of Lindsay. Maybe the portion of Lindsay that comes in here. Also, I had a couple of customers in Kilsyth that were very complimentary. Crawford Nando's, Freya Domino's.
Freya Domino's? She was an octopus, eh?
No, she was in Kilsyth. And Sorcha, House of Pancakes. All big fans of your groundbreaking, non-specific confectionery-based innovation.
Oh, that's as exciting as... Pummy, is it just food you deliver?
Well, I have to say, that has aged remarkably well.
You're not disappointed?
No, I'm just after saying it's aged remarkably well. Did you not hear me? Is my mouth made of popcorn or something?
No, I mean, you're not disappointed that Pummy is not joining you for your S&D, that sons and daughters medicine?
You kidding? Spending quality time with the Rammers. We don't get to do this enough anymore. Besides, Pummy's too busy gluing love hearts to cards.
Yes, Malcolm is also entirely consumed with the new card delivery business. I find myself at Toulouse Shoes.
Aye, well, their loss is our gain. Time is it?
It's 4:31 a.m.
Time for one more?
Oh, yes, yes. I won't be able to sleep until I see what happens to Dee's alpaca. It coughed blood into a hanky.
Sons and daughters, love and laughter, tears and sadness and happiness.
Happiness!
We will find out our sons. Daughters
have contracted something incurable.
Fags, Mags and Bags with Ramesh played by Sanjeev Kohli, Dave by Donald McCleary, Sanjay by Omar Raza, Alok by Sushil Kumar, Malcolm by Meena Anwar, Femi by Manjot Sumal, Bishop Briggs by Michael Redmond and Mrs Begg by Marjorie Hogarth. The producer was Gus Beattie. Fags, Mags and Bags is a Comedy Unit production for BBC Radio 4.
And there's more Top Draw.